sometime, I hope this all gets documented.
Even before Des Moines Waterworks Director L.D. McMullen spoke those words at the end of the crisis, the documentation had begun at WHO Radio. The result, a 90-minute audio tape that chronicled the flood's progression and WHO Radio's coverage. Here's a sample.
And we're going to have 48 inches of water where you're standing.
Imagine that water is up to the second floor, they say.
We have about 250,000 people without drinking water.
As terrible as these things are, in some ways they bring out the best in people.
Then on Friday evening, July 9th, the Raccoon River Basin above Des Moines virtually exploded.
There appears to be some efforts to start pumping out all the water that went into Hilton Coliseum. You heard estimates of some 14 feet of water in Hilton.
But at 7:36 Saturday night, July 10th, WHO Radio broke the news. The forces of nature had won out.
This is Gary Berry, WHO Radio News, reporting from West Des Moines and just to the east of Valley.
Around 1 o'clock Sunday morning, July 11th, the floodwaters topped the levee surrounding the Des Moines Water Treatment Plant. In the middle of the worst flood ever, we were left without any water at all. At our studios, there was minimal electricity, no air conditioning, and reporters were constantly running in and out of the studio to update information. Listen closely, and you can hear the newsroom phones ringing chaotically in the background.
Meanwhile, I can just give you some of the news here. Flooding has left 250,000 central Iowans without drinking water and about 45,000 without electricity. A record flood this morning on the Raccoon River reached the 15-foot high walls protecting the Des Moines Waterworks treatment plant that contaminated the water supply of Des Moines.
Monday, July 12th, brought sunshine and blue skies. A welcome emotional lift. In Des Moines, the National Guard began dropping sandbags by helicopter to shore up the levee. The weather allowed officials and the public a chance to step back and regroup before the next punch early Tuesday morning.
This is a severe weather alert required by the emergency broadcast system under the
authority. Reports now of 2 inches in Madrid. We've had heavy rain in Urbandale. We've had heavy rain in Adel. That they're calling off the sandbagging effort, which is a tragedy as well.
Also on Tuesday, WHO Radio's Sue Danielson took an incredible tour of the waterworks plant.
That's what we're walking through.
It's the Army National Air Guard coming down and, the blades and the chopper, of course, making waves. There goes the Chinook helicopter directly above me. It is a thrilling sight to see. It's got a huge load of sandbagging supplies.
Okay, we're going into another mud-soaked building. Oh, dear. Oh, we've just walked into a room that is just beyond belief. It is a huge room on either side of the hallway. This, at one time, I'm sure was an absolutely sparkling, clean, beautiful facility. And right now, we're looking at two pools of thick, dirty, contaminated water.
While others are rocking the residents, we're talking to presidents on Des Moines News Station, 1040 WHO Radio.
Mr. President, that's a little shameless self-promotion on our part. I hope you don't mind.
I liked it. It was funny.
A sense of humor helped many of us get through the crisis.
Oh, we ain't gonna flush no more, no more. We ain't gonna flush no more. No water to spare, can't wash our hair. We ain't gonna flush no more.
Oh, the kids all smell no water in the well. Boil it before you drink. Though the water's high, the pipes are dry, so I guess we'll all just stink.
Pew!
The Des Moines area had survived almost 2 weeks without water from a tap. Despite what we went through, we all managed remarkably well. From all of us at WHO Radio and KLYF, thank you for making us proud to be a part of Central Iowa.
We've been tested by the ice storms, measured by the drought, and now battered by the floods of 93. We've been shaken and baked by the worst Mother Nature can dish up. Bent but not broken, we have survived both fire and floods together. Remember, this too shall pass, and we will remain. We're proud to serve the people of Des Moines, a tradition of excellence in the most trying of times. 1040 WHO Radio.